How did you get into this?
Yeah, okay. Are you ready for this? I was a junior in high school. And okay.
Okay, this is an answer I was not expecting.
Yes.
Once upon a time, Jeff Gray was just a regular teenager at a holiday market in Kearns when opportunity knocked. Well, more like his aunt tapped him on the shoulder.
And she's like, hey, the Santa is sick. Can you come dress up like Santa? And I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do this.
He did not have a beard then.
No. So it was the traditional put on a fat guy's suit, put on the red coat. And she's like, can you sit up there? I'm like, heavens no, I want to just play and have fun. So I was the playing fun Santa. And yeah, literally.
Little and scrawny.
Little skinny, 125 pound.
But yeah, and have a thick beard and all, you know. But
I just played and had fun with the kids, and it was so much fun. I was like, you know what? That is what I'm going to do.
At the time, Jeff had no idea that stepping into a red suit would snowball into what he now considers a calling. One built on joy, laughter, and connection, and one that would later help carry him through a medical crisis. But first things first, the beard. Full, long, and resplendent, so majestic it practically has its own zip code, tracing all the way back to Jeff's Norwegian roots. Each year, the beard starts out blonde, but by December, it's carefully bleached to a dazzling snowy white.
Not many of us look like this, or born this way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm just blessed, and it's like, hey, if I'm gonna be blessed with it, let's have so much fun with it. If I keep my beard, it doesn't matter where I'm at.
We'll travel into another
anywhere
country.
Anywhere I go, Italy,
I cannot
Spain.
Tell you how many people will stop or
in
wait
the
from
dead,
their car and yell, Santa!
In the dead of summer, I'm in Spain, and I don't speak Spanish at all, but I know exactly what they were saying.
Hola,
the guy stopped.
Santa!
Hola, Santa!
For years, Jeff tucked most of his Santa dreams away while he and his wife Tammy raised their four boys. But 10 years ago, he was ready to dust off the red suit, and it didn't take him long to become the Heber Valley's most sought-after Santa. Jeff isn't the kind of Santa who perches stiffly in a chair, staring down at wide-eyed or crying toddlers. Hip, fit, and fully interactive. He kneels, laughs, plays, and listens. He doesn't just pose for pictures. He watches children closely, knowing when to approach, when to crouch down, or when to wait. Tammy was always supportive, showing up to help wrangle the kids, but she didn't think she was really needed. That is until one event made the usually sweet Mrs. Claus unleash her, well, claws.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, come this lady. Dressed as Mrs. Claus, and I'm like, who's this lady?
And we were,
wait,
I was like,
I'm with Santa.
So she stood by me the whole time. I'm like, no, this is not going down.
And it was
this is not happening.
She smelled like cigarettes, and I'm like, this is not okay for those kids.
And she was like an old, like, no, get in line. It's like,
she was
one of those.
And I'm like, okay, we're not doing this anymore.
Mentality.
So I said, we gotta find me a suit now, and I gotta get away because my hair's too dark.
Their Santa suits came from the same makers who designed the costumes for the movie The Christmas Chronicles. They're heavy, luxurious, custom-made, and hard to replace because real leather has become difficult to import. And they don't just wear suits, they wear the scent of the season.
And everybody comments on how we smell also. We always make sure we're clean, and we make our own
essential oils.
I have our own oils.
Peppermint oil, eucalyptus oil.
Pine?
Or cinnamon.
Cinnamon and pine.
Or cinnamon, yeah.
Jeff sports a custom-made Santa ring, rubies for red, emeralds for green, each stone chosen with intention. And he's discerning with how he uses it. With some kids, it becomes a quiet way to share the symbols of Christmas, a nod to his Christian faith. With others, it turns into a playful tale about the Grinch, who may have started out naughty but still found his way onto Santa's nice list. Because really, if the Grinch can turn things around, there's hope for the rest of us. During the holiday season, this glamorous Santa and Mrs. Claus duo barely pauses to breathe. Some nights they meet 400 to 500 people, from everyday families to celebrities like Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. Their biggest gig? Rocky Mountain Outfitters Midway to Santa at Wasatch Mountain Golf Course, running now through December 31st. As they reviewed their whirlwind schedule with me, they casually dropped a bombshell.
And we've never charged. We've always just done
as a donation.
We volunteer only. And that, I think that that means more to us. And it gives you kind of a different mindset because you're just giving. You're not taking, right?
When people say, I want to hire you, we're like, no, we don't do that.
Okay.
Wait, so all of this stuff you're talking about is volunteer?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes I say the same thing.
It's like, I know. Sometimes Santa overworks himself. This is next level.
Yeah.
I know.
No, you got to get back.
One of their favorite memories involves a pair of 9-year-old twin boys from Florida who were teetering on the edge of disbelief. Mischievous and sassy, they needed a little magic, and Jeff and Tammy were ready to deliver. While Santa skillfully kept the boys entertained, Mrs. Claus slipped in quietly, peppering their parents with questions like, what's their elf's name? Do they have a dog? What's the dog's name? Where was the elf hiding yesterday? And then she swooped in.
The kid said something kind of like snotty, like, you're so not real. You know, because he said, why don't you pull on my beard?
I'm like, you pull my beard. And they usually pull like most of it, like they yank on it. So it hurts.
Yeah.
And it pulls it out and they're like, no way, that is real.
This little boy was kind of saying something. And I said, you know, Chippy's not very happy when you talk like that. And he's like,
you gotta be kidding me.
He's like, what?
He's like, what?
He's like, no.
Mom, these guys are real.
And he's like, what's, okay. What's his dog's name? What's his dog's name? And she knew the dog's name.
I mean, like, because we had talked.
And she knew where they were hidden the day before they had left from Florida. And they're like, no way.
Mom,
no, Mom.
This one's real.
Santa and Mrs. Claus spend the holidays crafting a world brimming with wonder. But in 2023, Jeff faced a challenge no amount of holiday cheer could sugarcoat, the C word. No, not Christmas, but the other C word, stage 2 colon cancer. Doctors insisted the tumor needed to be removed immediately, but there was a complication.
So Monday morning, we went in with Josh Morgan. He said, hey, I want to get it out as soon as possible. It's most likely just your appendix we need to take, and that's that.
And we're like, wait,
well,
time out.
We said, hold on.
It's Christmas season. He's like, so? And we're like, well, you don't understand. I'm Santa Claus. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, well, we entertain every single day until Christmas Day. And he's like, oh. And I'm like, you're not hurting me, you're hurting anybody that we can hang out with.
We can't stop Christmas.
We can't not do it. I've had all these cool things. We got the school play. There's just all these things. And he's like, well, okay. If you're okay with it, I'm like, listen, I'm gonna pray about it and I'll get back with you. And I'm like, no, it has to be on the 26th. And he's like, well, I have a family vacation. But since you prayed about it, I will bump my family vacation and do this surgery. That's how important it is. And I'm like, well, I promise I'll be okay until then. He's like, okay.
So
he bumped his whole schedule just for
us.
He spent 5 days in the hospital recovering from surgery. And 2 years later, he still has some physical limitations. But their gratitude and humor have not wavered.
Intermountain Hospital.
There was a new, there were five hospitals in the state of Utah that received a grant that got new equipment for colonoscopies. And it's called the GI Genius. And they happened to be using that, and that's what found his mass.
It was the first
she doesn't
year,
normally
the
go
very first
up
year.
In that far, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they say the GI Genius saved Christmas. <'Cause> of...
I catch up with Santa and Mrs. Claus at the Christmas at the Ranch charity event in Midway. Luxurious River Bottoms Ranch is sparkling with lights, and at the heart of it all is a very interactive royal couple in red.
Look at your bow tie. That is so cool. Hey, do you know what your sister wants for Christmas? Big smile. Her two front teeth, right?
And I quickly learn their charm extends beyond just the young to the young at heart.
Did you get a hug from Santa?
Pardon?
You got a hug from Santa.
No, I did. I think that's a first in my almost 80 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Magic happens in all its form here.
The event raised $500,000 to benefit the Huntsman Cancer Institute, but it wasn't the glamorous galas that shaped them into Santa and Mrs. Claus. It was the small, unexpected moments. At a UVU event, a little boy approached Santa. No jacket, no gloves, nothing to soften the December cold.
And he has this little beat-up matchbox car. And this kid doesn't have a coat on, and you can tell he's not from a well-off family. And this was his prized possession, and he'd give it to me as Santa. And he said, Santa, you're always giving. I want to give you something. And he gave me his favorite Matchbox car. And I cried.
And I told him thank you. We put it on our tree.
Another time, an autistic woman in her 20s walked in wearing headphones. The Grays held back, recognizing that some kids and adults don't want to be touched. Their mother apologized for the intrusion, but the young woman was determined.
She's like, I want to see Santa. I want to see Santa, or something like that.
She spilled out her dreams to them in choppy, excited bursts of becoming a movie writer for SpongeBob SquarePants.
It was broken sentences, but it was the cutest thing. And everyone was like, stop. And she kept trying to
stop her. She's like, no, you can't.
And Santa said,
I grabbed both of them and just hugged them.
It's okay. Let her talk.
Yeah.
And her mom stood back
and let her talk, and she just cried.
Because she just told us her story of what she wanted to be. And then she stood by us, and we got pictures, and then she's like, yes!
Best day ever!
Over the years, the Grays have collected one unforgettable moment after another. So what's their message for people who don't believe in Santa?
Kids need to feel the magic, and not just the magic of the environment, but the magic of giving, right? And the more love you can give as Santa, it's like they feel like they want to give it.
Being Santa and Mrs. Claus isn't about the suits or presents. It's about showing up, listening, and giving fully of yourself. From little boys on the verge of disbelief to children daring to dream, the Grays have learned that the smallest acts of kindness can leave the biggest mark. In their world, hope, joy, and love aren't just for the holidays. They're for all of us. This is Amber Johnson for KPCW's Community Campfire.